from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
D'Amico Ryans really likes Kamari Lassiter thus far. This just in. Here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday on the rookie cornerback who's been getting a ton of time running with the first unit.
Kamari is showing up every day. He's quiet, but he's locked in, focused, intense, and I don't. You don't notice him much because he's always doing his job. He's always where he should be. He's always in position. He's always doing what we ask him to do. And as a rookie, that says a lot for a young guy to come in and, you know, not be noticed a lot for doing, you know, something negative. But everything has been positive with Kamari. He's exactly the guy we saw from the Georgia film. Like, dialed in. He's, a lot of people call him a dog. He's a dog. He's locked in, and it'll show up even more, I think, once we get the pads on. Just remember the Georgia tape, how physical he was when it came to tackling. So encouraged with where he is, you know, starting out such a young career, where he is right now in training camp, what he did in OTAs, I think he'll continue to ascend and get better.
So he had a play yesterday where he was running step for step with Stephon Diggs, throw to the sideline, and the pass was broken up. There was a lot of debate from us observers as to whether it should have been pass interference or not. There was an official right there who did not throw the flag. I think from our perspective, it was hard to tell because it looked like face guarding, but it was hard to tell whether it was legal face guarding or not, like whether there was too much contact beforehand or not.
Yeah, I think the people who thought it was interference, because there was, you're right, there were a bunch of us in really good position to see it, too, because it was kind of down the left sideline. I didn't think it was really face guarding because I don't recall.
I mean, face guarding is not illegal. It ends up just being like, he was.
The people who thought it was interference thought that he kind of shoved Diggs in the chest a little bit. I was encouraged, interference or no interference, I was encouraged about the position he put himself in that play.
That he was running step for step with Stephon
Diggs down the left sideline.
Look, on Saturday I saw him running step for step with Tank Dell at least once. So I wasn't, you know, keyed in on Kamari Lassiter all the time. But I think that, you know, the first couple days of training camp, he looked a little bit like a rookie at times, you know, and you're facing, I just keep going back to, man, I'm not going to freak out about a defensive get back getting beat by Stephon Diggs or Tank Dell or Nico Collins, because you know who gets beat by those guys?
A lot of people.
Every single defensive back. At some point, you know, if Darrell Revis in his prime and Stephon Diggs were going against each other, some were going to win. You know, Revis is going to win some and he's going to lose some.
Yeah.
So it's just, I think that his speed is one that he doesn't have elite athletic talent the way a guy like Jeff Okuda does. But that's a perfect indication of just like, there's a lot more to playing cornerback than just being super athletic.
For sure.
Especially in this defense where they're going to play a whole lot of zone. Clint and I have some disagreement over this because, you know, Clint will point out about like, well, what about the times you do have to play a lot of man? Right. I mean, that's the fix that you find yourself in, and that's, I think, why they did bring in C.J. Henderson, Jeff Okuda. They have Derek Stingley who can travel, which he did at the end of last season, if you've got to chew number one that you got to cover. But also, I mean, the flat-out fact of the matter is on this defense, the defensive line, the reason D'Amico and Caserio are signing like a defensive lineman a day, like they haven't stopped. They've loaded up on defensive linemen, marquee guys, but they keep loading up on even more to just try to get as much talent as possible. Is that this is defense, as D'Amico has always said, is the engine is the defensive line.
Yeah.
And if you got guys that are just careening towards the quarterback every down, then it allows you to play a little looser on the back end. And guys like Kamari Lassiter can feast on that because his physicality is where he can come up and make plays on the ball, make lacerate some kidneys. I expect an over-under of at least 3.5 lacerated kidneys this year on the opponent.
Yeah,
let's just say internal organs.
Internal organs.
Internal organ injuries to opposing receivers.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a spleen in there with your kidneys.
But I think that, and I'll say this, going back to going against like first-round offensive linemen, there's not a single offensive lineman who comes in the league who is all that good on his first day of training camp, first day in pads.
Even the highly drafted
ones. Even the highly drafted ones. They've got to figure some things out.
Yeah.
And some of them figure it out like almost immediately.
Yeah.
Some guys that actually, you know, it took Dwayne Brown a whole season before he figured it out.
He was platooning with Ephraim Salaam.
Yeah, so I just, I've seen a lot of positives out of Kamari last year, and I'm not fretting right this moment about any of the times where he just looks like a rookie, because that's where, and I think for a guy too, you have to remember, when you don't have elite top end speed, when you make those rookie errors, it's going to look like, oh, he doesn't have the speed to do it.
That's right.
He's still learning just how good, because the other thing about this receiving core that's great is they've got just, they're really good route runners. So, you know, in college, you're going against guys that are future NFL players, et cetera, et cetera. But not a single one of them runs routes as precisely and with as much deception as really good NFL receivers. So that's something that rookie defensive backs are adjusting to in their first couple weeks in the NFL.
Ben, let's skip down to Azeez Al-Shaair. Azeez Al-Shaair yesterday talking about Kamari Lassiter.
Surprised me. No, I think, like I said, it's just, you know, the harder you work, the luckier you get. You know, it's, rookies come in and it's all different, you know, levels that you might start at, and then how you progress from there is kind of up to you, because I'll speak for myself. Coming in the league with Dre Greenlaw, me and him were rookies coming in together. I think physically he was there already, you know, just big, strong, Arkansas strong, that's what we always called him. You know, we look at somebody like Kamari, you know what I'm saying, he came in a little bit more NFL ready to go, just being honest, and you know, he still got to get his wind and stuff up under him, but just playing fast, still got to learn the techniques and stuff like that, as we all do. But
think he's just been playing fast and just trying to ask as many questions as he can, just being a sponge. All the guys, I think, just being a sponge, soaking it all up and just taking it one day at a time. So, you know, obviously you like where they are right now, but just keep trying to trend up, and I'm excited for all of their growth.
Think about the baptism that I'll just call it the top three rookies for the Texans, the three guys drafted on day two, Kamari Lassiter, Blake Fisher, Kalen Bullock. Kamari Lassiter has been running almost exclusively with the ones who go against Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, and Tank Dell, as you pointed out earlier. Blake Fisher's going against Will Anderson every day at practice. Like that, I mean, that's where the iron sharpens iron thing felt like more of a T-shirt last year than an actuality. This, at least for these rookies, and I'll throw Kalen Bullock in there as well. You're out there playing nickel safety or whatever against the Bobby Slowick offense with C.J. Stroud at quarterback.
Yeah.
This is a really, really good internship almost, you know what I mean?
Right, and Matt Burke made a comment in his press conference about how, like, on defense at least, look, we don't have a depth chart right now. And I believe that. I think that you're reading into – Sean just made that, like,
come see, come saw, yeah.
No, I 100% believe that. Yeah. I think there is an element of, like, okay, we got to figure out exactly where these guys are in their development.
Yeah.
And they're going to roll guys out there and try to put them in different situations. And one of those situations they want to put them in is, all right, let's see how you do versus the very best guys. And then we'll reassess after a week or two. But this is the best way to, A, see where they are right now, and then, B, yeah, find out if whatever our projections are on him, if they, like, where are they in that process, and can this guy compete for a starting spot? With a grain of salt, there's no depth chart, but it's not like they're not monitoring it, obviously.
Right. If you had to guess right now.
You're accusing Matt Burke of coach speak.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I don't think he's at the egregious end of the coach speak spectrum. He's pretty honest up there.
I don't think that the thing is, when he says that we don't have a depth chart, I don't think they put Kamari Lassiter there with the ones thinking, like, yep, he's the starter right now.
I agree with that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah.
They've seen enough. They know what a CUDA can and can't do in some regards.
Yeah.
They want to see what he can do in this system, but the rookies and the young guys are, you only get so much out of going against other rookies and other guys that aren't going to, you know, be in the NFL.
Sure.
You're not going to ascend as rapidly in your skill level.
Yep. Payne and Pendergast with you live at training camp. It was a good day for the defense yesterday. We didn't really talk about that in the open. I mean, we talked about it a little bit. CJ, yesterday was the first time that I could kind of visibly see CJ get frustrated at a training camp practice.
I saw him on Saturday. I thought it looked like that.
Did
a
he
couple
look like
times.
That too?
Yeah.
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 But this looked bad yesterday. Like, the offensively, I was doing my post practice report my written one for the Houston Press, and usually I'll put like five or six good plays that I saw in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, other than like Xavier Hutchinson caught a crosser that may have been a long gainer or a touchdown in a game, I think from Tim Boyle maybe. And I'm like, that's it. Like the CJ-led offense, CJ put one on Nico Collins, a deep ball down kind of near the end zone that Nico had to kind of turn for, and he dropped. So that was a nice throw, but there wasn't a lot to get super amped up about yesterday.
Yeah, my plan to trade away Davis Mills after a training camp glow up, that took a hit yesterday.
Yeah, kind of jinxed him a little bit.
He had a couple of really bad throws yesterday. Like,
he did.
Really bad.
Kalen Bullock should have had a pick six yesterday.
Yeah, and Kalen, I'll criticize him for that because that wasn't one he earned or anything. That was
it was just a horrendous throw.
It was right there.
It was a gift.
It caught him by surprise. He probably thought, I didn't think I was going to see this in the NFL.
That's right.
You will.
You will.
You will.
You will.
Yes.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
ESPN is doing the annual thing they do before training camp called the Future Power Rankings. I just saw it this morning, and the Texans are sixth on there. They take everything into account, quarterback, non-quarterback roster, yeah, coach, blah, blah, blah. I went and looked to see where they were 3 years ago at camp, the David Culley year. Rock bottom,
yeah,
32. So in 3 years,
they beat those expectations.
That's true, they did.
They were drafting
third that
right
year, yeah.
So that would be by that standard, they'll be at least the fourth best team.
That's
right.
Okay. If ESPN is off again, but my point is that like that's how rapidly the turnaround is taken. They were the worst, and I think the worst like with a bullet in 2021.
Yeah,
coming into the season, and now they're considered one of the near elite or elite teams. I have another way of measuring just how much more talent they have in the building, Seth. I went back and did this research yesterday. You know I like things like star power at press conferences. That's the Sean Pendergast measurement for things. Day one of this training camp, the three guys they sent to the podium, you always send your quarterback and a couple big stars, right? They sent C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, and Will Anderson to the podium, right? Three Pro Bowl or Pro Bowl caliber players. Day one in 2021, the three guys sent to the podium. Day one of training camp, Justin Britt, Jordan Jenkins, and Philip Lindsay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. You want me to do day two?
Wait a second. Philip Lindsay?
He was a day one podium guy.
He had a chip on his shoulder about everybody talking down on the Texans. We were like, good man.
I did the research
on
this.
Let me Google Jordan Jenkins for a second. I can't remember. The defensive end?
He's
Jordan
a defensive
Jenkins?
End.
That's right.
Yeah, they got
that's
him from
right
the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Justin Britt.
He was a good interview.
He was a good interview.
He went MIA the next year.
Yeah, remember after like one game.
Remember Lovie Smith was like, I'll have an answer for you this afternoon. And then we never heard anything about Justin Britt again.
He might still be on the roster for all we know.
He was. He might be in Afghanistan. I feel like he was going into the special ops.
Are you ready? Day two. Day two this year. Joe Mixon, Pro Bowl running back.
Okay.
Danielle Hunter, elite edge rusher. Tank Dell, hometown favorite and future 1,000-yard receiver. Day two, back in 2021. Ross Blacklock.
Well, he was, you know, he was a prince in waiting for, he was the replacement for DeAndre Hopkins. I was told by a Texans PR release, almost definitely written by Jack Easterby, that that pick would be a very solid contributor for years to come.
Years to come.
I don't know which team he's solidly contributing to right now.
Yeah,
okay.
Not this one. Ross Blacklock, Whitney Merciless at the end.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Whitney was a Green Bay Packer nine weeks after this or whatever. And then Tyrod Taylor, who was their starting quarterback.
At that point, Deshaun Watson was just a scout team safety, remember?
That's right.
He was out there during walkthroughs playing scout team safety.
That's the weirdest thing ever. That's the weirdest it ever got. All right, day three, which was yesterday. Derek Stingley, elite cornerback. Stephon Diggs, Pro Bowl wide receiver.
Him.
Aziz Alshire.
Right.
I think he's going to be one of the captains of this team. Day three in 2021, Mark Ingram.
Well, okay, but he's entertaining, and he's a big name at least.
He was a good press conference.
Yeah.
Kirko.
Who? Christian Kirksey.
Christian Kirksey.
Okay.
Kirko. And then Laremy Tunsil.
Okay.
Laremy Tunsil, the ninth biggest star on that team, according to press conferences.
It's weird that, you know what's weird about that is that Laremy Tunsil was on the team for all of those previous press conferences, that he wasn't one of the first guys out there.
Yeah.
I guess they wanted to roll out new additions.
I guess, maybe. But I found the way I found these out was I went back and found the old transcripts of the press conferences from 2021, which means I have the press conference where Laremy Tunsil is calling. I have the transcript for him calling everybody a dog.
Right. Everybody was a dog.
Justin Britt, what do you think of him? Justin Britt's a dog, too.
He is.
He took a year off, and he's back.
Yeah.
He's got a different mindset. Like I said, offensive line is to get better each and every day. How about the running backs and Mark Ingram? Remember that running back room was Philip Lindsay, Mark Ingram, David Johnson, and Rex Burkhead. What do you think Laremy Tunsil?
That's a lot of playoff experience.
What do you think Laremy Tunsil thought about them?
They were dogs.
Dogs!
All
so it's
them.
Dogs. They all dogs. They all played a lot of football, and they're dogs. They're
That's
successful
right.
in this league.
Yes. Laremy Tunsil is the guy
that... He was being a good soldier, man.
Laremy Tunsil is a guy you can't trust the reference letter,
no!
letter from.
You're like, no, it's like your dad gave you a reference.
Oh, yeah, this intern, he was, did the best work ever for
dog.
Me. And the guy shows up stoned off his ass. Yeah.
Everybody in this freaking press conference was a dog. It was hilarious. So, anyways, I say all that to say we're in a much better place now. How about
that? I miss Mark Ingram.
He was good, but it's the reason he's in media now, you know? He's got that personality.
I thought Mark Ingram was a really good hype man for a bad team. Like, he could have gotten some boxers paid if he, you know, he could hype up a fight, whether it was a good fight or not.
The very last question to Mark Ingram in that press conference in 2021, how are you liking the podcast and being a content creator?
Yeah, how did he like it?
He said it's a pretty great opportunity to be able to hone in on some skills as far as interviewing and just talking on camera.
I was so close to leaving this profession. I told you, people thought I was joking. When they hired D'Amico Ryans, I said that if it didn't work out with D'Amico Ryans, because I had wholeheartedly endorsed going after D'Amico Ryans, even as people were saying D'Amico would never come here or the Texans would never sign him because he had sued the team back in the day, all of that. I was in D'Amico's camp the entire time because maybe if they even hadn't hired him, I don't know if I would have continued in this profession because I couldn't handle another year of that dysfunction. That mediocrity would be way too glowing a compliment.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be my Laremy Tunsil. if we had gotten up there and if I had gotten on an interview on NFL Network or something and said, hey, so how are you feeling about the team? Oh, man, these guys are mediocre. I got to tell you, man, these guys are mediocre AF. Woo! That would be lying. I would have been lying.
Right.
No, they're on the right track. Everything's moving in order. The biggest hiring Lovie Smith was actually the beginning of the turnaround because that was also the point at which Jack Easterby took a markedly less public profile.
You cannot understate.
Not that he was always up in front of the camera, but like I'm saying, like not even public. We didn't see him anymore. We weren't seeing him on the sideline and everything. I do wonder.
Put in his place.
I think Lovie may have spoken some truths to people that he probably will never get full credit for. In terms of kind of turning the organization around from some of the extreme dysfunction there was.
I'm glad you're planting your flag in it. Then that's you get that take. Then if people aren't going to give him credit, you're giving him credit right now.
Lovie, you know what Lovie Smith was? He was like one of those guys that's like a Supreme Court justice gets installed and then he ends up being way different than the president expected him.
Yeah,
that's what he did. He was a renegade Supreme Court justice.
He did, and it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, headlines coming up next. We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans. What did he think of practice yesterday? Dominated by the defensive side of the ball. My guess is a defensive coach kind of enjoyed that. Astros lose last night to the A's. They're still in first place, though. We'll hear from Joe Espada as well. Those are in headlines coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.